Hi, Charles here from Nerd with a Phone Podcast, and you are listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast, hosted by Kyle, here on the IndieBlastNetwork.com and on Anchor.fm. Stay tuned and get yourself some Tokyo Munchies!
Hey, yeah, and hey guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. I know we're a day late, but we're actually on a little bit on time this week. It's meant to be a Wednesday publish, but one day doesn't hurt. So guys, welcome back to the Tokyo Munchies podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some porripi, some Japanese snacks, talking about the Japanese news, the Tokyo weather, and whatever else pops up during the podcast. So, to get right into it, and not waste any of your time, but first off, how are you, and how are you doing? That's the important question, because you just have to look at it. You just have to look at what's going on in life, and just have a good look at it, and then you'll know what's going on. So, we're going to have a look at the weather right now, and we're into the weather, and as I mentioned in last week's podcast, we're in rainy season right now, and it is trying. It is very trying times, on top of everything else which is going on. We have to deal with the rainy season, which that could be worse. Could be worse. I could be back in Australia where they've closed all the borders, which is a good thing and a bad thing, because personally I don't really want to go to New South Wales or Victoria, and I don't want people from New South Wales or Victoria coming to Queensland. If you're from Tasmania, Northern Territory, Western Australia, South Australia, you're more than welcome, but New South Wales, Victoria, you guys can stay down there. Stay down there, be safe. Don't bring your elephants in the room up into the beautiful state of Queensland. And I'll stop talking about that because that's not very nice. Anyway, back into the Tokyo weather. Yes, we are in Tokyo, Japan. It is a rainy season and it's called that for a reason because it rains pretty much every single day, non-stop, as it's doing right now. So it is almost 2 p.m. here in Tokyo. It's Thursday and it's raining. It's temperature is 25 degrees Celsius. Let's click on that Fahrenheit for you guys over there in the land of the free. It's 77 degrees Fahrenheit, which sounds nasty, as I always say. Like, growing up in a Celsius country, if you said to me, "Hey man, it's 77 degrees Celsius today," I'd be like, "Holy snapping cats, mate! You could roast a whole cow outside. You wouldn't even have to do anything." But yeah. So it's 77 degrees Fahrenheit for you lads, and it's 25 for the Celsius crew. Precipitation, as I mentioned, it's a rainy season, it's 90%. Humidity is at 76%, and that's about right. It's getting a bit sticky over here. I'm going through my deodorant like you would not believe. I've actually had to revert to the Old Spice a little bit. I like the Old Spice, it's good value. The Old Spice, you gotta love that stuff. The marketing, like, if your grandfather didn't wear this, you wouldn't be here. Like, that's gold, man. I love Old Spice. Anyway, so, humidity is 76%, wind is at 4 ms, and I still haven't taken any time to check out what ms means. I should Google it. No, I'm not gonna Google it, it's not important. But yeah, that's the Tokyo weather, and as I said, rainy season, so tomorrow it's going to be raining, Saturday it's going to be raining, Sunday, Monday it's going to be cloudy, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to be rainy. But we're coming to the end of the rainy season, which is great. The reason why I mentioned before is trying times, because we've gone through the whole elephant in the room saga since March, and it's now July, so it's March, April, May, June, July. And I coach tennis as a profession, and that's my job when I'm not exporting Japanese candy around the world, selling my sports brand, Tensaka Sports, to you good people, doing freelance graphic design and whatever else I can get my fingers into. So the reason why it's more trying is I can't work when it's raining, so I haven't been able to work because of the elephant in the room. And now it's raining, I can't work too. And it's annoying because I have lots of work now. But that's life. And a little bit of Japanese word of the day, or actually saying of the day. This one's a difficult one, and I always murder the pronunciation, so I'll try to do it. It's a shogyo mujio. Shogyo mujio. That might be pretty close. Shogyo mujio. It's an old Buddhist saying that means everything changes, nothing stays the same. Shogo Mujo. Shogyo Mujo. If you can remember that one and learn that one, or maybe if you want to try Google Translate, like everything changes, nothing stays the same, try to translate that with Google Translate or something. If you can remember that and you say that to a Japanese person, they're very, very impressed, because a lot of young Japanese people have actually don't use that, and some of them have never even heard it. So it's like everything changes, nothing stays the same, so every opportunity, every minute, every second of our lives is an opportunity to do something, and everything changes. Life can be perfect one day and then can be totally crap the next day, or life can be crap now and then beautiful in 2 months' time. So Shogo Mujo. Shogo Mujo. That's the Japanese word of the day. Anyway, we'll keep going. We'll keep going on with this. So that's what we're done. And we'll get into the Japan news, because we want to get into this new snack I want to talk to you guys about today. Into the JapanNews.com. Let's see what's going on here. Number 1, 2, and 3. Number 1, still no revenue as Rakuten Mobile reaches 1 million lines. So, Rakuten is like a massive online shopping auction site here in Japan. It's gone global, so you can access Rakuten anywhere in the world. So, but they've gone into the mobile phone business, which is a whole new kettle of fish, which is cool though, because they got the Rakuten Mini, they got their smartphones and stuff going on, which is cool. Competition is healthy. So, still no revenue as Rakuten Mobile reaches 1 million lines. Wednesday marks 3 months since Rakuten Incorporated entered the mobile phone business. With a bullish strategy and aware it may lose money at the first, the company has achieved a certain level of success, such as reaching more than 1 million cellular line applications as of the end of June. However, and there's always a however, however you want to spin it, they haven't made any revenue. But as the initial statement said, they're fully aware that they would lose money in the beginning. And that's what most companies do. Most companies aren't successful till around the 2 or 3 year mark. Most, and don't quote me on that, but yeah. Oh no, here we go. I've lost it. We have to pull it back. Come back, please, Japan News. All right, hang on. Let's do it again. There we go. We're back into there. And yes, that's why you never do anything live. And I think I have way too many windows open here. All right, we'll close you. Can I close you? Yeah, I'll close you. Sorry, guys, for the distraction there. No, you get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Anyway, while we're waiting for this to reload, I just wanted to mention Ed Bassmaster, or Ed Bassmaster, or whatever you want to pronounce his surname. Man, I don't know about you, but I had a look at this, and I was very impressed, and I'm still looking at it. And I was not aware how old it is. Like, it's been around for a long, long time. My boss introduced me to it a couple weeks ago, and I can't stop laughing. I'm still looking at it. It's really, really good. So back to the news. Righty, and news number 2, all Olympic and Paralympic venues available next year. Fantastic. So all venues for the postponed Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics are expected to be available in a year's time, and the schedule is largely the same as it would have been this year. Organizing committee officials revealed in an interview Wednesday. The scheduled events at venues would have been unchanged, so that's great. And man, like, Japan has gone all out making these venues. I was nearby one the other day, nearby the new hockey fields, playing some tennis there at the courts. And dude, it's like a Transformer mega city, all chrome and shiny. It's really, really nice. I said to the guy I was playing with, would you look at that? Just have a look at that. It's fantastic. So, on the Japan news, number 3. Using natural forests to create art in Karatsu, Japan. A person is completely surrounded by lush green scenery when driving on a mountain road in the Karatsu, Saga Prefecture, which has the highest percentage of man-made forests in Japan, at 67%. There are many cedar and Japanese cypress trees which have been planted in these mountains, probably because of man-made forests. Well, that's nice. All the news is pretty nice today. So, yeah, here we go. I'm planting these mountains because many people live near them. But what caught my eye was the bright green leaves of maple trees, which suddenly came to view on the hillside of Mount Sakurai. There's about 10,000 broadleaf trees, including maple trees, which that cover the about 10-hectare mountainside. Oh, here we go. This is a man. Have a go at this Japanese word. This is gonna be a test of my pronunciation skills in the Nihongo. Right. Kan kyogezutsu no mori. And that is one word, guys. Let's see how many letters are in that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Man, it's almost the alphabet. Holy snapping cats. I have never seen a Japanese word that long before, ever. I'm going to give that one more try on the pronunciations. And I'm like, throwback to you guys. If you think, Google this. I'm going to spell it out for you. K-A-N-K-Y-O. G-E-I-Z-U-Z-Y-U-T-S-U-N-O-M-O-R-I. If you have a better pronunciation than me, I'm pretty sure you probably do. I'm pretty sure you have, definitely have. I'll ask the wife, I'll say, how do you pronounce that? She might not be able to say it either. But I'm gonna have one more crack at that one, because I like a challenge. Here we go. Kan kyogi zusu no mori. And that means art that is created by the natural forest. So that can anyway, so that word, that means just pretty much art that is created by a natural forest. So if you create art using which is naturally available in a forest setting, you could probably apply the Kankyo Gezusu no Mi saying to that. Mori, I know, is forest in Japanese, and no is in possession of. So I'm going to Google this later and see if it actually is one word, or this website is just wrote it as one word just to be tricky and play with our heads. But anyway, that is pretty much it for the Japan news for the day, guys. So we'll leave that alone. We'll go to a break, and I'm not going to give you the same... Big's hot wax commercial. We're gonna go for something different, and we'll talk about Japanese candy after that. So have a good one, we'll be back shortly. Cheers.
CC, make me a sandwich. Will you marry me? CC, make me.
Alrighty then, that wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but that did the job. Anyway, that was a pretty random man. OGN Chomik dropped the mic, I think. I'm not sure what it was, but that was pretty funny. I just think I just put that in there because it's funny. Anyway, so on to the meat and the potatoes of the podcast. What you're here for, what I'm here for, what everybody's here for is the Tokyo Munchies, because that's the name of the podcast, that's the name of the game. And today we're going to be talking about Porippi. Now Porippi, man, boy, these guys are pretty Moorish, they're hard to stop eating. Porippi make a wide variety of its Japanese snacks. Pretty wide being a bit generous, but they do the beans and the nuts type of snacks, like your beer snacks when you're having a beer and you just want to munch on something constantly, non-stop. They do like those things in these little packs, and man, I've got a couple of them right here. I've got the Porippi quad cheese, so the four kinds of cheese, and I've also got the Porippi. Wait, which one are you? So the Porippi red beans. Hey, I thought that was okay. I'm not gonna eat one now because we're talking. But yeah, Porippi make the ultimate Japanese beer snack. They are fantastic. I'm going to start with the one I have right in front of me, the first one I mentioned, the four kinds of cheese proper. So we're looking at, I think it's a brie, a camembert, a garlic and a cheddar. These are pretty much peanuts coated in this dried cheese flavoring, and man, it is really, really good. So you've got you've got the four different types of cheeses. I'm eating these like by the handful, so I'm not really identifying a specific cheese because I'm eating them by the handful, but I'll try a little bit later to eat one at a time and see if I can get each cheese nailed down. But dude, these are fantastic and I just can't stop eating them. Right, so it's, let's go, we're on the company website because I'm going to start selling these in the shop very soon because we're still waiting for Japan Post to start shipping internationally due to the elephant in the room. The flights have all been cancelled everywhere around the world, as you know. Japan Post stopped receiving and sending international mail about probably a month or two ago, which is really, really killing me here. I've got orders to send to good people around the world and I can't ship them. I can ship them via DHL or FedEx, but that costs like ridiculous amounts of money, like $600 for a box of candy. I'm not, you guys don't want to pay $600 to get for shipping? I don't care if you get the next day. $600 is not gonna be worthwhile for a $40 box of candy. So I'm just waiting for Japan Post to open back up again and then we'll just do normal shipping rates, which is gonna be good. So anyway, back to the four kinds of proper cheese. So on the company website, it's a new four types of cheese flavor. Poripi using quattro cheese is now on sale. It's a bean candy with rich cheese and smoke. And yet they are correct. I'm not okay. I maybe hang on. Right, I was under the impression it's a peanut. Let me check. Hang on. Oh no, actually it is. It's a red bean. It was a red bean masquerading as a peanut. It looks a lot like a peanut. But man, woohoo, that was great. That was definitely cheddar. That was nice. And yeah, as they say, it does have that smoky flavor too. So you're getting those four different types of cheese flavor. And it's got that smoky flavor too. If I was drinking, man, I'd be having a beer right now and smashing packets of these non-stop. That I stopped drinking and it's all good. So one funny thing, if you've ever been to Japan or if you've ever been to any websites, obviously you've been to websites, Japanese websites, because I'm guessing that you guys like anime and I'm guessing you like Japanese candy and I'm guessing you're interested in Japan, seeing that you're here listening to the Tokyo Munchies podcast, you'll see that there's a little bit of an indiscrepancy between Japanese R and L. And the reason being for it is Japanese have a problem pronouncing the sound R and L. So, I don't want to stereotype this and sound racist, but a lot of Japanese people will say really. When, like, it's, really, really, like, really, really. But because Japanese have a problem pronouncing the R and L sounds, because there's no definitive R and L sound in their language, you'll notice on Japanese websites and Twitter and Instagram and whatnot, they'll spell, like, the word is poripi. On the package, it's spelled P-O-R-I-P-P-I, but on the website, they spell it P-O-L-I-P-P-Y. So on the packet of the nuts, snacks, it's poripi. On the website, it's polipi. And, yeah, it's an interesting linguistical thing there, because what I just said is probably not 100% true to form, because if you look at Japanese words like roku, roku means six, and roku has a pretty strong R pronunciation, roku, roku, but yeah, when it's in a word like that, when it's not like the main sounding syllable, it's like changes its sound a little bit. So you could probably say, oh, would you look at this? I'm not being racist, I'm just pointing out the differences in culture, how they pronounce foreign words. Anyway, so moving on, in the Tokyo Munchies, the other one I've got right here in front of me is just called the red beans. What are you saying, hiragana on here? It's, red beans. Okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. Yeah, the red beans, man, this is another one I grabbed, because I just grabbed two of these to start with. These ones are fantastic. These ones are green. The green, like the red bean in the middle, and it's covered in this crusty, the crispy green coating, and then it's covered in this sugary coating as well. And again, these are so Moorish. It's like, whoa, man, I'm mixing between the savory cheese, the four cheese, and the sweet red beans, and they're just so hard to stop eating. So the red beans, I'm from the website, it says gentle sweetness, a nostalgic taste, a signature product of Denroku that you can't stop after eating one grain. And that's not bad for a Google Translate, actually, that's pretty good. And I'll agree with that 100%. It is a gentle sweetness. It's not overpowering. It's not under the radar. Nostalgic taste, yeah. I can feel that if you're eating these when you're a kid growing up and you're eating them now, like later when you're 40 or 50, it would be nostalgic. And yeah, it is a signature product from Denroku. I think this is one of the first ones they produced. And yes, that you can't stop after eating one grain. I'm assuming a bean is a grain, so I'm not going to argue that. But yeah, you can't stop eating these guys. You can't stop. You just can't do it. So again, I'll be putting both of these, the quattro cheese and the red beans, on the shop as soon as we get back into normal business. But it doesn't end there. They've got another three more in this lineup. They've got the Porripi spice. I haven't tried these yet, but I'm going to go find some today. The Porripi spice is a soy sauce and a bit... I'm just going to read this verbatim from the website. Soy sauce and a bit of spicy spice flavor that makes it a delicious spicy bean confection. So it's soy sauce flavored. So I love soy sauce. A lot of people love soy sauce. And it has a bit of spicy spice as well. So I'm interested in seeing what the spicy spice is. I'm going to try to find one of these today. Give it a try. Another flavor they have is the Porripi salty. Again, verbatim from the website. It's a simple, but it's a... Okay. It's simple, but it's a habit. Light taste. I use soya salt. Righty then. That Google translation on the website there is a... it's a bit questionable. But yeah, that Porripi salt tea. It's just a light salty flavored. If you like salty flavored beans, red beans. And the last flavor they have available is a squid pea. I'm gonna screenshot this and put this up on the Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. So the squid peas. So yeah. So we all know what squid is. So and pea. The funny thing, what's making me chuckle a bit here, is they spelled pea as in P-E-E, not P-E-A. So urine, piss, squid piss, is pretty much what it says. Uchiko? I think Uchiko is pee in Japanese. Pee, when you go to the toilet, take a pee. So they've spelled it pee, isn't that? So it's squid pee. And from the website, the description, a fragrant bean candy made from squid is a long-selling product. Wow. Don't go all out there in the description, guys. Please don't say too much. We don't need that any more than that. But yeah, anyway. So that is the five main lineup snacks from Porripi. Your red beans, your Porripi spice, your Porripi salty, your squid pea, and your four kinds of Porripi cheese. So guys, yeah, stay tuned. Like, always come back and check out our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages, guys. Because as soon as we can ship again, it's going to go crazy. I'll be putting discounts up there. I'll be doing a lot of rad stuff, giving you guys lots of free gifts and goodies in your boxes when you order. So please come and check out Tokyo Munchies as soon as we can get back to normal. And that's pretty much going to wrap up the podcast. I think I will go to an actual real commercial break, and then we'll do a shout out and say sayonara. So I'll see you after this.
Need something delivered? Do you need dinner? Groceries? Did you forget to stop and buy that bottle of tequila? Postmates is here for you. If you haven't tried Postmates before, we have a great deal for you. Just by setting up a new account and using the code INDIEFOOD, you will be eligible for $100 in delivery fee credits for the first 7 days of your membership. Don't wait. Go to Postmates.com and use the code INDIEFOOD. That's INDIEFOOD. Postmates. Anything, anytime, anywhere. Postmate it.
Alrighty, guys, so that's pretty much going to be the end of the podcast for today. So we're going to go into a quick shout-out time. So shout out to my good friend Nate at Indie Blast Network. Nate's been putting in a lot of effort to put all the podcasts together in one website so it's easy for all you good people to access. I got an email from Nate a while ago, and unfortunately, he's going to have to wind this up because he's just being overworked. His job is, I think he's doing 60 hours, 70 hours a week. So he's going to keep doing the Indie Blast Podcast Network for a little bit longer. And it's a little bit sad, but as I said earlier, like Japanese word of the day, Shogo Mujo, everything changes, nothing stays the same. But while it's still live, guys, jump on indieblastnetwork.com and check out the podcasts on here, because I'm on there. The podcast Everyone Has a Story, which is one of Nate's podcasts, which is great. The Simpleton Review, which is a simple explanation of movies and music and stuff like that for the simple guy. Ghosts in the Valley, which is scary stories. I Do It For Phone, my good friend Charles. He's got some random stuff, man. He talks about comics and movies and stuff like that. He's cool as. I love Charles, he's good value. Get Grim talking about some scary stuff again too. Tokyo Munchies, obviously we're up there, that's why we're talking about it. Story of Your and Yours, talking about short stories to life of music and stuff, which is cool. My Vinyl Opinion, which is a pretty much standard review of vinyl records and stuff like that. And Be Engaged and Inspired is a podcast, what it's like going through the engagement process right up into the marriage process. So yeah, please guys, go check out indieblastpodcast.net, indieblastnetwork.com, and have a listen. And you can advertise them there if you have a company. And I'm not sure, like, we all try to work together around the world to help each other build our own stuff, and it's all entrepreneurial spirit. So go check it out. Also check out 10 Sucker Sports. I'll be working on some new products. We're still operational. I don't think shipping has been too hampered due to the elephant in the room. I just want to put some new products up there and delete some old stuff, so that'll be refreshed very shortly. And Tokyo Munchies, as I've said in the last few podcasts, we can't ship, but we'll still keep doing the podcast, and we'll keep you guys informed of when we can ship. The Munch Magazine, I've missed the last deadline for publication. That was last month. I was under the assumption that making an online magazine would be pretty simple, because I've got a heap of content, picture-wise, idea-wise. I've got notepads full of ideas. And I actually, yeah, it is a struggle to actually make a magazine, regardless of being it in print or online. I thought it'd be easy, but no, it's a bit more of a challenge. I'll try really hard to get another couple of volumes out, because I want to do at least 10 volumes. We're up to volume number 3, so I've got 7 more to do, so I'll keep working on that. If you're interested in advertising in that, probably not now, seeing that I've been just told you I'm lazy with it. But this is all interconnected, so there's my parent company, Tokyo Agents, and then there's Tokyo Munchies, and then there's the Munch Magazine, and then there's Skateboarding Japan, Snowboarding Japan, Ten Sucker Sports, and I've got another few more labels underneath all of this, so we'll just keep on trying. And also eventhakuba.com, go check out eventhakuba. Eventhakuba is not only a website which shares with you all the awesome fun stuff you can do in Hakuba, also they sell hats, stickers, shirts, iPhone cases and prints. I work with them as an affiliate, so if you buy a product using the affiliate link, which is going to be in the description, I'll make a small bit of revenue off that to keep doing what I'm doing here and promoting them, all working together for the greater good. So this is Carl from Tokyo Munchies Podcast, and it's great to have you guys tune in again, and I hope you have a great day, and everybody stay safe. This is Kyle signing off. If you got the munchies, we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies.com.